Watcher, and welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. We're going to start this week with, rather stupidly, something that's not jazz. Yes, call trading standards immediately, but this is a lovely piece, so please forgive me. Wonderful brass band music to kick us off. Alan Morrison on flugelhorn with the Wallace Arnold open bracket Rothwell close bracket band, formerly the Rothwell Temperance Band, one of Yorkshire's best brass bands, established in 1881. The conductor is Frank Renton. I love this album. It's called Plays Satchmo, Oh Yeah, and it's a real mix of American standards such as Genie with the Light Brown Hair, some poppy ones, Lady in Red, and some brass band faves, Bumble Beecroft. But no, not jazz, so we'd better get back to the real thing right now. Thank you. haunting melody of Shadowlands, written by Bruce Hornsby, but here played by Marcus Strickland, soprano, tenor on many tracks on this December 08 recorded Crisscross album called Of Song. David Bryant was on piano, Ben Williams bass, and E.J. Strickland, that's Enoch Yamal Strickland, Marcus's identical twin brother, on drums. Here's our previously unreleased Sonorama track for this week. One day I'll run out of Sonorama material.
Thank you.
Recorded in Holland, late July, early August, 71. Jimmy Van Heusen's standard, Here's That Rainy Day, played by the Festival Big Band, a 20-piecer under the leadership of Jerry Van Royen. This album, called Explosive, was recorded during the band's rehearsals for their concert at the jazz festival Loosdrecht. The band included musos from the US, Sweden, UK and Holland, the likes of Benny Bailey, Rolf Erikson, Tony Coe, Herb Geller. Normally, on our playlists, after a big band, we quiet things down a bit. This time, it's the opposite. Hold tight. This next one is about a storm, and it sounds a bad one. I think we can file that back under different. It's from a Jan 2016 PI album called Trickster. The leader, guitarist and composer of all the songs is Miles Okazaki, and that was called West, but depicts, and very realistically, a passing storm, which is both, quote, laughing and weeping. It was certainly intense and dark. Fear not, as the next song will lighten our mood. Sean Rickman had the main role there on drums, Craig Taborn piano and Anthony Tidd bass. Now for that cheerier song, and it's our Ellington feature. Opinion, one of the best Ellington Small Group recordings ever. Duke Ellington meets Coleman Hawkins, two of the all-time great. But then on top of that, you add in Johnny Hodges, Harry Carney, Ray Nance, the majestic Lawrence Brown, Aaron Bell and Sam Woodyard. And we shouldn't be surprised at the quality of the finished Impulse album. The Duke re-recorded some of his well-known standards on this album, but he also wrote some new songs for this recording session, supervised by Rudy Van Gelder, no less, August 62. We heard a song that was only ever recorded at this session, Ray Charles's Place. Ellington had written the song at 8 o'clock that very morning and borrowed heavily from some of his other blues. The quality of this album makes you wish for another recording by these two giants, but perhaps it's a good thing that the Duke and the Hawk only made this one brilliant album together. Here's another Ellington song. Thank you. And it's another Impulse album, this time called McCoy Tyner Plays Duke Ellington, which says it all, really. We heard Duke's Place, originally a vocal and based on Ellington's 1942 composition, Sea Jam Blues. Jimmy Garrison bass, Elvin Jones drums, plus Latin percussion courtesy of Willie Rodriguez and Johnny Paseco, recorded December 64. Not sure I'll be allowed this next one, as I've already used up my, quote, it's not jazz, but I think you'll enjoy it, unquote, allowance for this week. But let's give it a try. It's short, but it's infectious fun. It's a Bob Marley song. This CD recently, last week in fact. I hadn't heard of the singer, Roby Kahakalu, but I was impressed with the supporting musos, Dave McKenna, Bobby Hackett, Bucky Pizzarelli, Bob Wilber, Barry Galbraith. Well, they are only on one of the tracks, but I thoroughly enjoyed the other 12 songs and I thought I'd share one with you. I chose Bob Marley's Do It Twice. The Kahakalu family are all very musical and young Robbie has a gorgeous voice and she mixes her native Hawaiian with folk, reggae, pop, jazz, R&B, anything that's to hand. I don't think we know any of these musos though. Recorded 2005 in Honolulu. And after that diversion, of course we do. We go back to the real thing. Thank you. Shades of Red, a Blue Note LP by pianist Freddie Redd, recorded August 1960 by Rudy Van Gelder. This was Freddie Redd's follow-up to his breakthrough album of music that he'd composed for the film The Connection, and that came out 6 months earlier. And Blue Note were therefore happy to roll out their big names to support him on this LP. Jackie McLean was on alto. McLean was also on The Connection. Tina Brooks tenor, Paul Chambers bass, and Lewis Hayes drums. That was a Freddie Redd compo, the unashamedly romantic Just a Ballad for My Baby. Abby Lincoln's next.
It's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, well, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Well, I climbed the highest mountain, it was me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And the mountain has a fountain, and it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Yes, I wandered to the shelter, and it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And the world was helter-skelter, it was me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Well, I stumble on the journey, and it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Sometimes I fall and stumble, and it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Sometimes I see before me, and it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And there is a door before me, and it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Standing in the need of prayer. It's standing in the need of prayer.
Abby Lincoln with the title song of a Feb 03 New York City recorded Verve album, It's Me. Full title, It's Me, O Lord, Standing in the Need of Prayer. A traditional song with words by Abby. Although I must say, there weren't that many. She did tend to repeat the title rather often. Kenny Barron, piano, Jazz Sawyer, bass, and Ray Drummond, drums. Here's someone I saw live just 2 weeks ago. Thank you. Jazz purists have always poured scorn on the addition of strings to a great soloist, most often tenor players. Only Stan Getz, with his seminal Focus LP, seemed to escape that scorn. And the don't like that list included Ben Webster, Clifford Brown, Charlie Parker, Don Byas, even Coleman Hawkins. But on reflection and replaying, many agreed that they were indeed worthwhile ventures. So now it's tenor man Alan Skidmore's turn, and it's all the more surprising as we associate Skid with Coltrane's music and similar. The gig I saw last week at the packed St Mary's Church in Aylesbury was all Train. The strings are the Radio Philharmonie Hanover de NDR. It doesn't say, but I can only assume logically that this was recorded in Germany. We heard Benny Golson's I Remember Clifford. So who else could this be now? Thank you. Yes, Clifford Brown in person. His first LP as a leader, well, co-leader, really. A Blue Note album called New Star on the Horizon, recorded New York, August 53. And what a lineup for your debut album. Brownie on trumpet, obviously. Gigi Grice, alto. Charlie Rouse, tenor. John Lewis, piano. Percy Heath, bass. And if that's not enough, Art Blakey, drums. We heard Easy Living. Here's Tardo Hammer with a Horace Silver compo. Smoking being the name of that song, Tardo Hammer, the leader and pianist, and giving that Horace Silver compo the correct bebop treatment. Lee Hudson bass and Jimmy Wormworth drums. Recorded for the Cellar Live label in March 2013. It was actually recorded at the Clavier House Recital Hall, New York City. I'm rushing a bit to see if we can squeeze in almost all, or perhaps all, of this Pat Martino number. It's a Blue Note album again, and it's dedicated to Pat's hero and inspiration, Wes Montgomery. Half of the songs on this August 2005 New York recorded album, called Remember, subtitled Dedicated to Wes Montgomery. Half of the songs are Wes Montgomery originals, including the one we're about to hear, Road Song. Martino on guitar, he said unnecessarily. David Kikowski for his second outing this week, piano. John Petitucci, bass. Scott Allen Robinson, drums. Daniel Sadonik, percussion. Road Song. Thank you. nearly got it in, most anyway, but we're out of time. I do hope you've had fun listening, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.